Y'all know what time it is. You are now tuned into the number one podcast in America, the number one podcast in the world. You are now tuned into P3 Podcast Radio, Big Baby. And I am your host, KP. What's going on, everybody? Happy, happy Friday. Today is March 15th, 2024. I hope you guys are having a blessed and wonderful morning like I am. But let's get right into it, y'all. Life has been lifing. And if you don't know, now you know. And also, we don't edit on this show. We keep it raw and uncut for everybody that's new to this. What's going on, man? It's been a long time coming, man. But I want to say I'm sorry that it took me so long to do this again. And I want to say I'm sorry for letting life get in the way of what God has called me to do. Because this is a gift for me to talk to you. Man, how can I say it? Life has been life. And life for me has been life because of the things that I let get in the way. I let anger get in the way of life. A lot. I let anger get in the way a lot. And it's crazy. It's crazy that I let that happen. Because of the fear of failure. That's why anger steps in, because I'm afraid of failing. I don't want to fail. Nobody wants to fail in life. But how else can I learn from my mistakes? Okay, so what did I do this time to cause this to happen? Okay, now how can I prevent this from happening the next time? You know, some things happen for a reason. It's either happening because God is saying, hey, it's time for you to go, and it's time for you to step into your new assignment. Or this is just a learning experience. Both of them, I'll be honest with you, both are learning experiences. So, in life, you have to look within yourself. You got to look at yourself and be like, you know what? I've been dealing with a lot of trauma, and there's certain little triggers that cause the trauma to come into full effect. And now it's like, Holy Spirit, I need your help and guidance on how can we work together for me to become a better individual? Because life is going to always life. But it's up to us to fight in the midst of life. We must learn how to pray. I must learn how to pray. I must learn how to pray daily. Not just when, you know, I'm fasting or when we at church. No, it needs to become a daily habit. Because when it becomes a daily habit, now you become glued to God. I've been reading these Bible plans, and I'm reading one now about spiritual growth. Another one is staying glued to God. And then another one is, I want to say, getting back on Team Jesus, just reconnecting, resetting in life. In life, we must reset. Man, Primetime said it best. He says, man, when you look good, you feel good. Meaning dressing up your body, taking care of yourself. You know, getting back into gym, getting back into that workout regimen, that relieve that stress that you was dealing with. You know, because when I dress good, I feel good. When I have a nice workout, I feel good. I'm at ease. I'm calm. When I pray, when I spend time in the Word, a calmness comes over me, because that's God's way of showing me that His hands is always upon me. He's with me within my heart. He sent the Holy Spirit to guide me. So now I wake up in the morning and say, thank you, Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, you are welcome into this atmosphere. Holy Spirit, you are welcome in and out of my life, throughout my life. You know? So, which I don't know. Y'all do know. We don't edit. But let's go. But what I'm saying is, man, it's time for us to reconnect. It's time for us to stay glued. It's time for us to get back on our pillar. You know? We've seeing all that we can see in this world, we saw the ups and downs of this world, but we can't become a part of this world. That's why the word says we must renew our minds daily. And I seen a clip, I want to say on TikTok, and Eddie Griffin was saying something. He was like, man, reading is fundamental. And we say it's fundamental, but then he broke it down. It's fun to mental. So what he was saying is find love in reading, educating yourself. Education is power, but knowledge is power. Knowledge is key. Knowledge is wisdom. And with wisdom, we get what? Understanding. So when we have understanding on life and how life is ran and how God gave us the pen to orchestrate our life, we have the authority to say, to this mountain be thy removed. We have that power now because we stay connected to God. So get back to you. Get back to loving you. Life is going to life. Life be lifing. But hey, as long as you got God in your corner, as long as you got the Holy Spirit, as long as you got somebody covering you, you stand filled, you stand fully connected, you got this. So I just want to tell you guys, I believe in you and I love you. And I want you to say that every day when you get up and look in the mirror. Hey, you. Yes, you. I believe in you, and I love you. Peace. Y'all, I hope this helped you out like it just helped me. And if you want to get connected with me, hit me up on IG at The Freight Cartel, and that's D-A, Freight Cartel. On TikTok, it's The Freight Cartel. And if you want to connect with me on Facebook, it's Kenji Pace. Peace.